Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right, and let me bring this to you, Apostle Phumla. We look into this also. Unbelief, so much. Remember the story of Lot. It is unbelief that really rendered Lot in a very compromised situation and ending up, being found in Sodom and Gomorrah. If you look into Genesis 19, verses 14, so Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who had married his daughters and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Elohim will destroy this city." But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. And this started with him. And now look at it. He has to be rescued. And this has passed on to his sons-in-law, which means his daughters and his sons-in-law. And when he was speaking the warnings of the father, the very same people started to see the warnings of the father as a joke. And this is what happens to us these days. The warnings of the father sometimes are taken as a joke, isn't it?
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
And one of the little very powerful or the warnings. And when you are warned, when you are a normal person, you must be cautioned. You must take precautionary measures. Because there's been a warning. So it's much better. So I believe we do not see it to anything unless it's first every video of a prophet. And also, more than a but because of our Tawara, we don't take precautionary measures. And one of the ways we can take precautionary measures is when we take the word serious and don't make it light. I mean, these people are warned, the sons in laws. That's a lot, as you correctly put it. Baba for warning. And by it, but never it's a trivial. They just took it as a trivial matter. That is petty. That is minor. And the main issue is serious. That was a matter of life and death. So, but unfortunately, I think there's a problem. Whenever Mudimu, the warning of Mudimu, everything, they said, that's why they can have more matter thing. I mean, let me give a practical example. I'll use an example of women or men who are single, and they've been single for long. So, Omu, I got Kramot, and then Abari, Muruti, Inukonyala Moto. But maybe you can pick up some stuff as a leader, Motor, no, owner, Ashab. But then, because Motokala answer number one, number two, because now they're not afraid to die by one. I get about the Varavan Okosha by one. So, because they don't want to die alone, so they will not take heed of the warning. So, they will continue because of unbelief. Banyale le moto. O more than Arilen caution, do not enter. And this is the Mudim Arilen caution, do not enter. We will not enter. There are consequences. So a lot of people, because of their unbelief, they've entered into situations that even today they're still trying to recover from them. Number two, you still can't come out. You know, I mean, it's one thing to recover. It's another thing to fail to literally come out.
Yeah.
It's So now, allow me to also add on what you've said. We take the warning very light. That is how we behave the way we behave. We behave like we're going to live forever. We behave like Christ is not coming anytime soon. We just continue life as normal because we're not arguing. If only unbelievers, serious unbelievers are people in the church. The very word that we're balang. How do we believe? How can it be? That's the question. How can this be possible? You prayed last week. We keep praying until it goes. God has spoken. Why is it not coming to pass? Keep praying until it comes to pass. You know, the people, more especially who for us, who are in prophetic and apostolic churches, when a word would somehow come out for a person, and when it delays, babang ba tsonya ke unbeliever, really, was it from the Lord? Did you hear the Lord? Forgetting that there's an issue or there's a thing called timeline. So when there's a timeline, you wait for your turn to come. And while waiting for the tent to come, you then begin to fan your face into flame. You activate your face. You know, you move away from people over the thing and do, because really, who believe mudimu to do something is a try lehang. You cannot still hang around people who are not believers. You know, who don't have faith. Now, Morena, in the book of Mark 6, chapter 5, verse 6, because of their unbelief, he could not do any miracles among them except to place a hand on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. How can this be? Because Jeremiah or our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth with your great power. You made the heavens and the earth with your outstretched arm. Therefore, nothing is difficult with you. Absolutely nothing is impossible. But yet, we fail to believe the God who specializes in the impossibilities. Because he couldn't. Is it not said that in our own homes, in our own personal lives, that things that you have been trusting God for years, but, you know, nothing is shifting, nothing is happening. You know, we are not breaking free, because right on our very inside, the doubts and gabas. The Bible says, you know, a double-minded person cannot receive anything from the Lord. When you have the spirit of unbelief, over double-minded. You know, that kind of a thing. I believe. Make up your mind. It's either you believe and then you believe. Behave and act like somebody who's a believer. But unfortunately, Joe, with the spirit of unbelief, the fruits of that thing is that fear. And how we would also contradict ourselves when we speak. When God has spoken, instead of you believe, because when you believe, you hold on to what God has spoken. You speak, you keep speaking again. In the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 10, the Bible says, then prophesy again, speak again. So now when you don't speak again, then the spirit of unbelief, it was like you cripple the devil. You know initially when we are good moving, how no who can have the glasses at the HD, what do you want?
Yeah.
Hey Joe, in total nine miss. Initially, my first encounter.
Yeah.
Because like and unfortunately my first encounter, I movie got the HD glasses. It was an action movie, Joe. And it was an ugly, hectic action movie. So these people that were fighting, killing each other, there was blood spilled all over. It was like they were here. At some point, I almost jumped out of my seat because I was thinking like they are here. And that's what fear does. Fear will bring something that is out there, you know, that the Lord has long dealt with and bring it here, and the enemy will want to make sure that force we at the reality so that you can miss out on what exactly God wants to do in you and for you. But in 2025, he could not do miracles because of their unbelief. May we not limit the power of God to work in us simply because we have the spirit of unbelief. May we not limit the power of God to be fully manifest in our churches and our cities, in our homes, our cities as well. The ways in our corner, in our churches and our communities, our families, because Tina, as unbelievers, you know, we have decided to believe everything and not the word of God. So the things that are supposed to trend that will help Banaba Mudimu to spike their faith so that they can believe once again, I did trend, Joe. May we believe once again, but we need to first start dealing with the spirit. The spirit ke rata ka mkho o be leng ka teng gore ke spirit ke moya. Gore moya ona o ya vuba le rwetsang gore it's on the loose, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it's affecting the young and the old. It's affecting the new covenants. And we tell our people who are new believers, when they come and they find us, ba leng khale re police, ba re tell re teka-teka, re tletse ka unbelief. And okro motho a tlo botsa, hey, mina kdalang I believer le ntona manje ka kenze. What kind of nonsense is that?
Mm.
These are the things that we want to know more maphelong a rona, mo di family tsa rona, mo di community, even in our churches. Lentsela modimo a really believe because it's like, cause look, the word of God is not a magazine. The word of God is not a novel. It is the word of God.
Yes.
The Bible says the word that I speak, they are truth and they are life. So if you don't believe, then where do we expect to get life? How do you move to the next level? If you don't believe my own unbelief, we to take we ain't up and hang up.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you quite clearly there. Right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And we are talking about the very aspect and issue of unbelief amongst us these days. Let's hear what you say just after this.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Thank you so much to Rato. Rato says, evening, Pastor Ray, and amazing guests and wonderful listeners of Radio Pulpit. Spirit of unbelief topic verse that carried me through naysayers that were mostly family members that kept on telling me that I won't be employed as the job market is not hiring, where as I kept my faith in the Elohim and meditated on Philippians chapter 4 verses 19 and called Radio Pulpit, need a prayer. And the team prayed for me and noted this verse, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I was employed the same month after my contract was ended. All glory to Jehovah Jireh. My beautiful testimony. Amen. Thank you so much, Rato, for that. Yeah, when we believe, this is what happens to us. Congratulations.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Let's listen to Mercedes Green. Welcome, ma'am. All right. Let's see. Something has happened here. Megreen, something has happened on the audio.
Greetings, Pastor Ray.
Greetings
to every listener of Radio Pulpit. May the good Lord bless you. We thank God because every topic that you are coming with, Pastor Ray, it's really to elevate the church and to help us to move from the levels that we are to go to the higher levels. And we really thank you. We thank God for you in the name of Jesus. Yes, the topic of unbelief. Yeah, I believe that each and every one of us as children of God, when God called us to be born again, when he drew us with the Holy Spirit to be born again, and he saved us and we became the children of God. The Bible says God has given us the measure of faith. In other words, each and every one of us, when we come to God, we come with a certain level or measure of faith. Now, what is happening that at the end of the day, you find people are developing or the unbelief is growing in them? I'll just make a simple example. When we take a glass of water and I just take vinegar, I pour in, I take salt, I pour in, at the end of the day, that water is going to be contaminated. That water, it's no longer going to be consumable.
Yeah. Absolutely. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, May Green. Thank you. I appreciate. May the Father bless you. And we say glory to the Most High. It is Him who teaches us. It is Him who talks these kinds of shows.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be radio pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti tfokotisako. Iya indaba le izwakala kahle lendzaba mfundisi. Lendzaba yihle, lendzaba evakala kamnanzi etindlebeni. Manje ke mfundisi wami, umoya okungakholwa mfundisi, lo sewungamele kakhulu ukuthi nabantu mfundisi. Ngokuba singabantu noma sinemba sambatho mfundisi. Sinabantu noma singaba ngababishopho. Sinabantu noma singaba ngabashumayeli, noma singaba ngabaprofeta, noma singaba ngabavangeli, noma singaba nezikhundla esinkulu sibe wobishopho abakhulu mfundisi. Kusanda khona umoya okungakholwa mfundisi. Ukuthi umuntu esadla umbila la emhlabeni le. Enyathela intutwana ake kumuntu ongabangcwele umoya wokungakholwa ke lo mfundisi lo lo ungamele sizwe lesi siyemasontweni lesi singabo bishop lesi singabo prof umoya ungakholwa mfundisi umfundisi umfundisi nomfundisi 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 uma yakhe ibandla mfundisi ubeka indawo yena yakhe lapha lapha athi kuyingcwele kaNkuluNkulu lapha mfundisi ayibiza ukuthi kuse pulpit mfundisi wami ukuthi bonke abantu uma baya lapho ngomfundisi uyababheka labantu athi ukuthi labantu abekho ngcwele la bazobangcwele uma sebafika la pulpit lakhe mfundisi la uyabona manje ke lapha yani endaweni le yakhe mfundisi le ayibiza ukuthi i-altar lapha mfundisi le ndawo la i-altar la yamfundisi
yeah
angeke mfundisi izibanga yenza umuntu abengcwele
yeah
umuntu mfundisi wenza inkuba ngcwele ngokumukela uJesu Kristu inkosi yezulu nomhlaba kanimabo pastor
kanimambo mfundisi mina na cancer Mfundisi na Kenza.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very fact and issue of unbelief that is found amongst those who claim to be believers. You know, amongst those who claim to be believers. It is a very sad thing that we see these days, and it seems to culminate even far much more. Pastor Green.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Ray. What a great opportunity. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Pastor Ray, I want to continue with the last verse that I want to share about on the same chapter, 1 John chapter 4. I want to read verse 6, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Verse 6 is so very important and so very encouraging.
Yeah.
Just hear what the Bible say. We are of God.
Mm.
He who knows God, hear us.
Mm.
He who is not of God does not hear us.
Mm.
But by this, we know the spirit of truth and and the spirit of error. Mm. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a powerful verse. Just here, the Bible says we are of God.
Mm.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says, ye who knows God, hear us. You see, the spirit of unbelief, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
People won't hear us. They won't believe in us if they are not from God. Mm. The unbelief is in their heart. The unbelief is in their system. We know there are people in this world, Pastor Ray, that are not born again. But the spirit of unbelief is not there.
Mm.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The spirit of unbelief is not there.
Mm.
But there are people also that have the spirit of unbelief.
Mm.
There are people that don't, they just don't believe. Hallelujah. Mm.
Mm. Mm.
I say it again, there's other people that are not born again, but they don't have the spirit of unbelief.
Mm.
They believe, but they are not born again. But the spirit of unbelief, Pastor Ray, is what make people not to listen to us.
Mm.
It's not what make people not to hear us. Because they are not of God. If you have the spirit of unbelief, you are not of God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
They cannot hear us. They cannot hear what we are saying. They cannot. They don't even want to listen to us. The Bible says, he who is not of God does not hear us. He who is not of God, he does not, he don't even pay attention to us. Those are the people that will fight us when we preach the gospel. Because this word is burning them. But because of the unbelief in their hearts,
mm.
because of the unbelief in their spirit, because of the unbelief, the spirit of unbelief that they have, it is hard for them to listen to us. They can rather fight with us. They can rather hit us. They can rather do things. You look, for example, when you go back to the Bible and you go to the apostles. How many times was the apostles in prison for good things that they have done? How many times was the apostles in prison for just unnecessary, for no reason? It's because there was a spirit of unbelief. In the heart of the leaders, of the Pharisees, of the scribes, there was a spirit of unbelief. When you look at the time when Jesus was crucified, there was a spirit of unbelief. There was a spirit that controlled those people, a spirit they didn't believe what Jesus said. They didn't believe in the word of God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. But the Bible say, we are of God. He who knows God, hear us. He who's not of God, do not hear us.
Mm.
Now the last part of this verse, Pastor Ray, the Bible says, by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The spirit of error can be the spirit of unbelief. It can be the spirit of different things, Pastor Ray. Different wrong things.
Mm.
The spirit of error. Now the Bible says by this, we know the spirit. We know whether this is the spirit of truth. We know whether this spirit is from God. We know whether this is God speaking. We know whether this is the Holy Spirit in operation.
Mm.
By this we know, Pastor Ray.
Yes.
Those that are of God, they listen to us. They hear us. They obey the scripture. They understand what we talk about. But those that are not of God, they have the spirit of unbelief.
Mm.
Remember in verse 4, the Bible has said, greater and stronger is he who lives in us than he who is there in the world. Greater is he who is in us than he who is there in the world.
Mm.
So we have the spirit of truth in us.
Yeah.
But there's people that have a spirit of error or a spirit of unbelief in them.
Mm.
So it's very hard for them to listen to us, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
It's very hard for them to understand us. It's very hard for them to know what we are talking about because they have a spirit of unbelief.
Mm.
They have a spirit that is not from God. The spirit of unbelief is not from God. It's not what God wants us. Remember the Bible has said in the book of Proverbs, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they don't want, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
You look, for example, in the at the Pharisees. The Pharisees was thinking they believe in God, but they did not really believe in God. They did not believe in God, hallelujah. They had a spirit of unbelief. They have a spirit and they were unaware. And that is where the danger is, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
That is where the danger is. If you have a spirit of unbelief and you are unaware and you think you do things for God while you don't believe in the true word of God. There's another thing before I'm going to stop here, Pastor Ray. There's another thing I want to bring to the attention of the listeners and also to everyone that is on the platform today. You know, Pastor Ray, we have to be careful who we listen to and how we listen to people. Not only who we listen to, how we listen to people. Because we can receive something that is not from God. And we can receive something that is from God. So that's why I was saying earlier, we must have a spirit of discernment so that we can know this is from God and this is not from God.
Hmm.
And if it's from God, blessed be that person. Hallelujah.
Hmm.
Pastor Ray, I want to go that far. If there's another chance, I will say something again. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. We are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on these issues. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. I am keen to hear from you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Mankosi.
You have been here, Pastor. Sambonani noke ngiyabingelela ngithi happy ube nakakhulume nami solo kunyaka uqalile Pastor Ray bengibuya ku night prayer on the 31st ngabuya on the Wednesday ngenyu Pastor Ray and then kuthe ntambama Pastor Ray danana ufana ukhele ngithi sathi ngidalela i-preaching le bebekuphutshwa ngayo Pastor Ray fika kabikhiviwo kabistende akeqeda lapho wathenga Pastor Ray kodwa umsa kankulunkulu wasinda Pastor Ray and okwenza lokho kunethulungu ngaphandle mina ngihlala endlini bengekho right Pastor Ray ngicela nje umkhuleko kakhulu Ngiyacela nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu angenelele aguqule inhliziyo yomntana igama lakho uPhumlani ngiyamcelela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi asindise ya cela ukuthi asindise kakhulu ngiyabonga
We pray for Phumlani to be saved we pray for Phumlani to see the way we pray Father may you save him and many more like him in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. I am keen to hear from you. And Colleen says, Hi, Pastor Ray and family. Unbelief is mixing grace with works. Galatians 3, verses 1 to 5. Colleen, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate. And Jesso Untikan says, Good evening, Brother Ray and your guests. I'm listening. Glory to God. Got topic once again. Brother Ray, is unbelief the same as discerning spirit or it's two separate things? I apologize. I'm diverting from the topic. Shalom. You're not. The discernment of spirits is to check what spirit is appealing to you. Unbelief is to disdain, take as a joke, being skeptical, being with little or no trust to what the Father is saying. So these are two different things, and I trust that you will find my response quite candy.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi wami na.
I listen, Pastor. Sibingelela Bishop Makamo. Sibingelela nomprofet nomprofet. Umvanga Pastor. Sibingelela Mfundisi. Sibingelela nabalaleli. Bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazi wethu indzabale tithokotisako. Manje ke Mfundisi, umoya omunye okungakholwa Mfundisi, ilo ungamela kubo bishop, ilo ungamela kuba prophet, ilo ungamela kuba mfundisi, ilo ungamela kuba diakoni, ngokuba Mfundisi, abamoya okungakholwa Mfundisi, ubangamela kakhulu, ngoba umuntu uyahamba mfuna gibela indiza Mfundisi. Aye le, ayubuya ne holy oil Mfundisi. Na ne olota akheze ngayo mfundisi ukungakholwanga uJesu Kristu mfundisi uJesu mfundisi uthi nina ningcolise ngaleli zwele ngimtshele lona nginami base sikule irito leni ngamdzela lona manje kuye kweyizwe mfundisi sekugezwe ngama oil kugezwe ngamanzi holy water mfundisi le bageza ngabo bishop abakhulu mfundisi lokuya mfundisi lokwa konke lokuya mfundisi ukungakholwanga uJesu Kristu khani mapopa.
Can you remember Mfundisi Samina na Kenta? Hey, Batota.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Metidi Green.
Greetings, Pastor Ray. Greetings to every listener of Radio Pulpit. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God that every topic that we listen to in Radio Pulpit, Pastor Ray, that God give you, it is there to elevate the church and to move us from the level that we are to go to the higher level. And we thank God for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, the topic of unbelief.
Glory to the Father.
Yes, we find in the house of God, Christians that are children of God, they have unbelief. But when they came with faith, because remember, each and every one of us, the Bible says God has given us the measure of faith. So when we come and we become born again, we become children of God, we came having faith, that measure of faith that God has just given to us. But what happens as time goes that people lose their faith? What happens that as time goes, there's a contamination, and then at the end of the day, you find people have unbelief? Is, for an example, when I take the glass of water, I take that glass of water, and each and every time I just put sour things, I put vinegar, I put salt, I put, at the end of the day, that water is no longer going to be consumable. It is going to be contaminated. That water will no longer be pure. It will no longer be clean. And the reason why we become the way we become, being on the level of unbelief, is because of the things that we are allowing to come inside, and at the end of the day, they begin to devour that faith that we are having. And you find unbelief is the one that is now on top of everything. I remember when Jesus wanted to heal the little girl. He asked the people to get out of the room. Get out of the room. Why? Because Jesus wanted the environment of faith. He didn't want the environment where he is to be contaminated. And this is what we have to be or to look into as the children of God. What is it that is contaminating me? What is it that is killing my faith? What is it that is bringing me down? I was up there, but at the end of the day, I find myself no longer having faith. Now I don't believe. Even when they preach from the pulpit, I just don't believe. Even when I pray, I kneel down, I do pray, but I still have the spirit of unbelief. Is the contamination. We are getting contaminated by everything
everything that we are allowing to come from outside to come into us. The sanctuary that we are having in us, we have a sanctuary where we only meet with God. That place, it has to be kept clean. That place is where your faith is, and it has to be kept clean. I believe that if we can look into that and begin to clean our environment, our faith is going to begin to go up again. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Meg Green, City Green. Thank you very much. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are looking into the very notion and issue of unbelief amongst those who say we are the saints these days. Those who say we are the saints.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
This is from Tingane saying, afternoon, Holy Saints. The Word of God is the only source of hope and faith in the Lord. Faith makes all things possible in God. The Word taught us lots of things from it. We gain a super knowledge, revelation, interpretation by help of the Holy Spirit. These all occur through faith in Christ Jesus. I know it's hard to endure faith in the midst of difficulties, but knowledge and revelation help us a lot. That is what Dingane is saying with regards to this. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Now, I'm taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. So, Bwana Dumela, hi.
Hello, brother. Kunjani?
Siyaphila kunjani, putwami?
Ngibulise nomngwana omkhulu uPastor Magama la. Mpepeta. Futhiswa Magama.
Mpepeta.
Sikhona man.
Amen.
Ngibulise futhi no apostle lapho.
Evening, Negu.
That's the topic, brother. The city often believe. We lapho sizithola singa ma church goers, not standing firm in our true identity as children of God.
Yeah.
Lord, together by saving God and our ancestors. Unkulunkulu wathi lapha, Exodus 20, verse 4 to 6, also written here.
Yeah.
You shall not make for yourself idols. You shall not worship them or serve them. And believe who calls abantu esicabanga ukuthi they are powerful on this earth, beneath or in the water,
yeah,
under the earth. Because baningi abantu abahamba bayofakwa ngaphansi kwamanzi baphekwe nezinyoka ukuze babe namandla. Ngibona iningi labantu beguqa kumholo thize. Bafana amadoda amadala beguqa kulo muntu bethi lo muntu mkhulu bengakhulumi ngoJesu Kristu owanika igunya lokubusa emhlabeni nasemanzini nasemazulwini. And the spirit of unbelief city. I don't need God or anyone else. I can handle it by myself. Ego, I have dominion over men. And that is pride and selfishness. Because pride is the original sin of Lucifer, better say. Yeah, kota nelila uzothola umuntu nazinto ziyabekwa lapha yena usethululela ngeke aphinde avuke.
Yeah.
So nasuka uNkulunkulu, that is a spirit of unbelief. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madoda. uNkulunkulu angibusise. God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father bless you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
How's it go? We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Right, Linda says no Wi-Fi, but 2 months' time. Okay, Linda, I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say. Here's another one. This is from Colin. Hi, First Rain family. Unbelief is mixing grace with works. That is what it says there. So we must really, really be careful about these notions of unbelief. We must really, really be careful. We must really, really be careful. Now, Apostle, let me come to you. The notions of unbelief, and I am looking also at Psalms chapter 78, verses 19. Yes, the people spoke against Yahuwah. They said, "Can the Elohim prepare a table in the wilderness?" Remember when he said he will give them manna, he will give them meat, he will prepare a table for them in the midst of their enemies. They responded. And this is one verse that many people don't read because it makes us to really question our own unbelief. Yes, they spoke against him. Every time when we utter, every time when we ponder on unbelief, every time when we doubt what the Father is saying, we actually are speaking against him in our hearts. Can the Elohim prepare a table in the wilderness? Aye. These are the same people who also said, "Yeah, it looks like Moses, you know, bringing us here. We really had better graves in Egypt." Sure. Apostle Pumlamfene? Yes.
I'm here. Hey.
Yeah,
and they give out, and that was a chosen nation. Those were not Gentiles. Give another more, another Mudim, Banava Ketil, chosen.
Yeah,
Avaja who demonstrate a match. Nebuchadnezzar, Babo, in the first hand, you know, when they left Egypt, they had no reason. That was not out there again. When they left Egypt, they saw the power of God demonstrated. Even before they left, I mean, remember all the plagues that came in the land. That was supposed to be a reason good enough for them to believe God. So they had no reason. It's so sad that unbelief will question God and his word and it will actually exclude you. Have you noticed? People always tell me to my unbelief. I only question the word of God and God. You know, in the bigger scheme of things, when God has spoken this, what's my role? How do I position myself? How can this be?
Green pep.
That's our attitude, most of us. You know, you keep going back, you keep thinking of what you missed, when God has something bigger and beyond what you have lost, what you have experienced in the here and now, you know, but we don't want to let go. Unbelievable trend. Let me add as well, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. So we see that, that's what the word of God is saying. We see that they were not able to enter into his rest. They were not able to enter into the promised land because of unbelief and of their unwillingness to trust God. So unbelief, it's a mayali, you're not willing to trust God.
Yeah.
So the fact that Utrasa Tikimayawa unbelief, it's a sure sign. So you don't trust God. You don't trust his word.
Yeah.
And if you don't trust God, I mean, in the book of Numbers 13:30, after the spices, it's all wanna land the babana the giants. They come back in the assembly of God's people, and the other, then they began to speak fear. We thank God for Caleb, who said, "Hey, come on, the Lord has spoken. Let us go at once and possess." But people, the Bible says, but never answer because of the negative report. So many the negative report innately despised, irregardless of the fact that when Jesus took them from Egypt, over promises, but somehow they forgot for Utsepisit, and he who promised, the Bible says, is able to fulfill. You know, hence again, we thank God for people like Caleb who remember where the Lord has brought them from. Caleb, I believe the reason why we make us do it is because Ubo Niba Joko Echepita wana mudimu abat fitisa go in the desert abat prophet Ubo Nimitol, and therefore he was sent and never shebani little giant. That was petty. That is why with conviction and boldness he took a stand to believe what God was saying, irregardless of what they saw in the land. So Morena must help us deal with unbelief, and the only way we can deal with unbelief is to begin to trust the God who has promised. is to trust the God who has spoken, that his word does not return to him void. He watches over it to perform it. Or what the Lord has spoken, he does not alter it. You know, now, Joe, when Kabalala has something good, I can reverse that, I can cancel it, but not God. He does not return the words that we play. Adi alter, adi amend, only amendment, Joe.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Sure. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And of course, let us hear from you also. Send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. And you can talk to us directly there.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Let's hear from Gladwin Dubey.
Ngiyanibingelela bafundisi kanye nabaleleli beRadio Pulpit.
Thank you, sir.
Pastor Ray, unbelief topic emnandi. Ngikhumbuza iexample oke wayenza ngenye indoda yaseAtrichville elesasikhatheni sakhula. Okay, indoda kwezepolitiki beloku iyaphambili ikhuluma, ikhuluma emamithinini. Kodwa ngoba kumele kuphumele ngaphandle kuyenziwa. Indoda le ihlehlele emuva, ihambele emuva, ayenze le nto le, ibulalisane na enihamba phambili.
Eish.
Kanjalo ne unbelief, Pastor, mangayibeka kanje ukuthi naso sonke uthole kushunyayele pulpitilo omuntu aphambili kunto zama announcement nawo konke kwevangeli. But mabaso bakhuluma bathi no, asenzeni ku into zabo outreach. Or invite somebody esontweni or abantu bama drugs sovakasha so yenzani into ezinjalo umuntu uhlehlele emuva because ngaphandle akakhulunyi lento le ayikhuluma esontweni so yeah kanjalo nganothu ukuthi unbelieve hamba kanjalo if I'm wrong ningang correct abafundisi bami nyabo.
Thank you so much, man. Hey, our culture. I go shoot you while I lay on my show. Thank you very much. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. And we are wrapping up. I'm going to give our guests 2 minutes each, and I want to start with Pastor Green, the final one there, and the final one, as he said. As to the very important things that we should take care of, you know, because unbelief is something else. We should be careful, therefore. Right, Pastor Green, here I come with the issue of unbelief these days.
Jesus appeared to the disciples. Thomas was not there. And when the disciples came and told Thomas that Jesus have appeared to us, the same Thomas did not believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The same Thomas did not believe. So what I take from this, Pastor Ray, the unbelief amongst the believers is very dangerous. We go a little bit further. We look, for example, at Pontius Pilate. We look at all the high priests and the scribes, the ones that caused Jesus to be crucified. Jesus told the disciples, I'm going to rise again. They did not believe it. But those people, they sent soldiers to go and guard Jesus' grave. Because they have more belief than the believers. The unbeliever have more belief than the believers. So when Jesus even said to them, I will rise again, it was like a story to them. So what I'm saying, Pastor Ray, is that unbelief can come easily into the heart of a believer. Unbelief can enter the heart of a believer quickly. I'm talking about another incident. Jesus has performed miracles around the whole world. He has gone all over to perform miracles, to preach the gospel, to tell people about the kingdom of God. He went around all over. But the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 13, when he came to his hometown, Nazareth, He could not even perform one miracle.
Mm.
What was the reason? Because of the people's unbelief.
Mm.
Pastor Ray, unbelief have become the order of the day.
Mm.
Unbelief, because people believe what they want to believe.
Mm.
They don't want to believe the scriptures. They don't want to believe what the Bible is saying. And you know myself, I don't like to make stories. If it's not written, Pastor Ray, it's not easy for me to believe it. I trust what is written in the Word of God.
Mm.
Even Jesus himself, in the book of Mark chapter 11, Jesus said, when you stand and pray, believe that whatever you ask, you have it already and it will be yours.
Mm.
So in other words, we have to believe, Pastor Ray. But if unbelief come, that thing that God has in store for us, it will not come our way. You know, in the same Mark chapter 11, the Bible says when Jesus came to the fig tree, and Jesus wanted some fig, there was no fruit in this tree.
Mm.
And Jesus cursed this tree. The Bible says it got rotten until in the roots. This tree was not standing anymore. The Bible said the next day when they passed by, Peter saw this tree and he said to Jesus, behold the tree that you have cursed yesterday. It is down to the roots.
Mm.
Then Jesus said to them, if you believe with no doubt in your heart, you can say to this mountain, cast yourself in the sea and the mountain will do it. So what I'm saying, Pastor Ray, if there's unbelief in our heart, if there's doubt in our heart, in other words, what I can say, if there's doubt, there's also unbelief.
Mm.
So if there's unbelief in our heart, we cannot ask God and get what we want. God bless you, Pastor Ray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And Mfundisi Makamu, take your last 2 minutes. What do you say with regards to this?
The spirit of unbelief, Mfundisi Wami, sikwenza kuthina ufulathela impilo. When you read the Bible, Jesus met this rich boy. Afika mtshela thina ambo thengisa konke. Unikela abompofu.
Yes.
Lo mfana lola, the Bible says ukuthi wathukuthela, wajika, wahamba. Lokho kwakubonisa ukuthi nalinto ayishoyo lo baba lola, uyamphambanela, uyahlanya uJesu.
Mm.
You understand? So a spirit of unbelief senza ukuthi uphambana nempilo, impilo ifike yima phambi kwakho, then ke wena uyifulathela uhamba. Luke chapter 24, there are these people bahambayo baya Emmaus, kunizwe balukhulumayo. Bathi emva kwe 3 days sasithembile ukuthi lo muntu huye wayozisiza uIsrayeli. But in other words, sasithembile, but manje nathi sesiphelelwe ithemba. In other words, you understand? So a spirit of unbelief, and lo muntu baxoxela yena ula.
Mm.
Basuka eJerusalem, seat of peace, by Emmaus, but sasithembile, sekungcono sisuka endaweni a seat of peace siya Emmaus. Sasithembile, manje themba lisekho. So the spirit of unbelief sikwenza ukuthi uphelela nangethemba. So ibandla likaNkulunkulu, let us believe. The spirit of unbelief masingabi yikhokithi ngoba siyolahlekelwa ngokukhona ngento engekho esifuna ukuyibona.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Muruti. Apostle, what say you finally?
Just a quick one. Romans 8 from verse 8 to 10, the Roman officer who understood something that the people of God could not get, and Arbona, say a word and I know heaven shall be okay.
Yes.
But verse 10, the Lord says some very sad word. The Bible says, he then marveled and he said to them that followed him, verily, verily, I say unto you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. May the Lord not say this about us in 2025, that he has not found such faith amongst us. It's a sad state of affairs. May we change the way we think, may we change the way we believe, and may we continue to believe that God is the only Alpha and Omega. What he spoke, he brings it to pass.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. Apostle, and looking forward to seeing you after a month or so.
After a month indeed. I'm gonna miss you. I'm missing you already, guys.
Missing you already. safe travels.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
thank you. Thank you, Apostle.
Shalom.
And let me speak to Mfundisi Makamu. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Kensile, ngofu.
Inkomo, Mfundisi, inkomo, shukwemba shimkatekisi ngofu sunene. Inkomo, nakumpostolo wamine, nakupasta green.
Auzege. And next week we are talking about false witnessing. That is happening next week. False witnessing, we are talking about that next Amen. Week. Thank you so much, Mruti. Wakonze kaya.
Inkomo.
Auzege. And thank you so much for listening through. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. By His Holy Spirit, He continues to guide us into all truth. From me, Ray, it's been wonderful. It's been great. What an honor it is each and every night when I sit here and conversate with you and we hear the Father. May you be blessed even beyond measure. May the Father do you more, increase you, and may He continuously guide you throughout. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Tuda! Rabah.
Bringing hope and truth. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.